Hello there, everyone, and welcome to the Sure IDC podcast, the show about anything and everything. This is Lucas, and let's see what topic we can get into today. We talk about movies, songs, video games, board games, food, books, personality traits, animals, history, anything and everything you can think of. So sit back, relax, because we are just having a good time. Disney! Disney, Disney, Disney. The stories that started it all. And now we get to experience the stories we saw as kids, except updated and live action. Today, we're talking about Disney movies, and then we are diving deep into the live action counterpart of that movie. Today, we have back on the show yet again, Blake. How you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on, Lucas. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here. Are you ready to talk about Disney movies?
Oh, yeah. And we'll be talking about good movies and other movies.
I mean, you can't say that they're bad. You just have to say they're other movies.
Yes.
I mean, Disney doesn't have bad movies. They have the good ones, and then they have the other ones.
They have the other ones that I mean to watch eventually. They just kind of sit there on my list on Disney Plus, and yeah, they sit there.
And they sit there, and they sit there, and they sit there. I mean, really, I only have Disney Plus because of Star Wars and Marvel. That's really, to be honest, it.
Yeah, I do too. Although it takes longer for a Star Wars show to come out than it does a Marvel show, it seems. They have like 20 of them.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. It's funny. We're kind of getting sidetracked already, but, you know, speaking of Marvel and everything, I'm pretty sure the last Marvel movie I saw in theaters was Doctor Strange.
And the first
I
one?
Was no this no oh, no the second one.
It's like, wow, it's been a while.
Yeah. I mean, it's still kind of been a while. I mean, I didn't see Black Panther. I didn't see Ant-Man. And so I this point in time, I mean, I was kind of busy in life, so that's kind of why. But I mean, why go to the theater when you could just wait a couple more months and it just shows up on Disney Plus?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm already paying for it, so why well, would I pay again?
Especially if it's a movie that you want to see, but you're not like, oh, I've got to see that immediately.
Yeah.
You might as well just wait for it, because, I mean, I remember back in the day when a movie would come out, and you'd have to wait a good, I don't know, 5 to 6 months before it came out on DVD, and now it's
just
a couple months, and there you go. So
it's kind of ridiculous, because I remember you'd go to the, I mean, even with the early Marvel stuff, like Avengers and stuff like that, you would watch it in theaters and then it would show up in stores like 2 or 3 months later, maybe, give or take.
Right.
So now it's like, oh, well, just give it a little bit. I'm pretty sure Black Panther's on there now and Ant-Man's probably going to be around there either this month or next month. You know, I really did want to watch Ant-Man in theaters. I just didn't get the chance to do it. But I probably will see Guardians. I'm actually kind of excited for Guardians, but I don't know that's, I mean, the second Doctor Strange movie, it was good. It made me second guess going to the theater to watch Marvel.
Yeah. I have mixed feelings on that movie. On the one hand, some of it was kind of fun, but it was also both underwhelming, and some of the spiritual elements in it I had issues with like the dark forces and some of the witchcraft stuff in it. It was kind of like, eh. I mean, I know that's actual part of Doctor Strange, and that's part of the comics and stuff, but yeah, I don't know. They advertised it as if it was going to be this massive movie and it was going to be, you know, this monumental film. And then you watch it and it's like, eh,
got him.
Doesn't really advance the plot for the phase 4, whatever phase it was in. So it's kind of forgettable.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like one of those things where, you know, we were just coming from Endgame a little bit. We were coming from Spider-Man, and it was just like, where's the anchor? Is Doctor Strange going to be the anchor? Is Spider-Man going to be the anchor? Is Ant-Man going to be the anchor? Like, who's the anchor? Who is the person holding these movies together anymore? Because originally you had Iron Man, Captain America, and Thor. Those were the anchors.
Mm-hmm.
And now there are no anchors. They can do whatever they want anyway.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting when the next Avengers movie comes out. Like, because that's usually when you really find out, you know, who's the main, like, each person, each hero has their role, but like, who's the one that's really uniting? And not having any of the main heroes that we saw in the first Avengers being in the next one, it's like, how's that gonna work? I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, this is not a Marvel episode, even though I feel like I can say so much right now. But
well, considering almost everything is owned by Disney, I think we can get away with it a little bit.
Yes, that is true. Yes. We are still talking about Disney, folks.
Yes.
But no, Disney. So what is your favorite Disney movie? Like actual Disney, like not Star Wars, not Marvel, not whatever they own, but like, what is your favorite Disney movie?
So I broke this into two answers, because there is a live action Disney movie that I would consider my favorite, but there's also an animated movie that I would say is probably my favorite animated Disney movie. I think growing up, my favorite live action Disney movie has been Remember the Titans. Mm. I just that's one of those films that I can just watch anytime and make it the whole way through and just be as entertained as before. The story is based on a true story. Obviously Denzel Washington is a great actor, one of my favorite actors, and he just holds that film together quite well. And I love a good sports movie. I may not watch sports a ton, but I mean, some of my favorite films are sports movies. So yeah. I would say that would be my favorite live action Disney movie. As far as animated, this one was tough. There's actually, I'd say it's between two films. I would say probably it ekes out or edges out is Zootopia.
Oh,
I just, it is so funny, and it also has a pretty interesting story, I think, but it's between that one and Treasure Planet. You ever saw that back in like 2003 or something like that?
I'm pretty sure I did see it a long time ago, but I don't really remember it. It's kind of like Atlantis. Have you ever seen Atlantis?
Yeah. It's been a while.
Like, but you remember, it's like you remember that you've seen it, but at the same time, you don't remember it at all.
It's that got that same type of animation to it.
Yeah.
That same feel, if you will, of adventure. But yeah, I watched Treasure Planet a few months ago, and I was just like, man, this movie is underrated. I don't think it gets talked about enough. But
yeah, probably not. I mean, I think I think Treasure Planet definitely is underrated. A lot of people, I mean, you see it online all the time about people saying Treasure Planet, it's underrated. It's like the best Disney movie ever. Which, I mean, power to it. I mean, didn't they make? Oh no, that's Treasure Island. Never mind. I was about to say, didn't they make like a stage production of it? But that was a completely different thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's a great show, and I think a lot of people have that same feeling with thinking that it's underappreciated, underrated, and that they say that it's their favorite. So justifiable for sure. Remember the Titans, was that the first movie of its caliber? Like, was that the first movie that kind of introduced that sports and like just that conflict there?
I mean, there have been other films like that over the years.
Because I know, like, Glory Road and, you know,
Hoosiers is another one.
Yeah. But, like, was Remember the Titans the first one to kind of...
No, I don't think so. Because I think some of those other ones came out in the 90s and somewhere around that. I mean, it definitely came out around that time where those types of movies were very popular.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I would say it was probably one of the most successful ones of that genre to come out.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious to see which one was the first one, but yeah, you're right. I think people can kind of acknowledge or think that it might be the first one of its kind because it was so just, it was just so good. So mm-hmm. when it came out, and I mean, people I think still watch it today and say, wow, that was a phenomenal movie. I don't think it, I think that movie has aged just as good as it was, maybe even better
mm-hmm.
Than when it was back then. But yeah, that's a solid movie. I love that movie. I think I fell asleep when I watched it in the theaters for the first time, but that's because I was probably like, you know, 8 or whatever. But
That's a ringing endorsement if I've ever heard one.
yeah.
It's like a great movie. It puts you to sleep right away. It's great. It
puts you to sleep right away when you're 8 years old, and then when you're, you know, 29 years old, you could appreciate it more. So yeah, well, those are two good picks. I mean, I just, you know, I think that, you know, my favorite Disney movie when I was a kid was the Robin Hood. And you mentioned it before we started even recording. It was that Robin Hood with the fox, mm-hmm. the animated one. That one was probably my favorite when I was a kid. I also loved Peter Pan as well. Gosh, live action. I mean, remember the Titans? That's a good one. I don't know if I have like a favorite live action. I probably do, but I can't think of it right now. I mean, I don't know. But that's the thing about those movies, is it's just like, remember the Titans? You don't think of that movie and think Disney.
You really don't.
You don't.
It doesn't have that Disney, I don't know, magic.
The Disney charm.
Yeah.
Call like that. The Disney charm to it.
It is a more serious story, really.
Yeah.
I mean, there's funny moments in it for sure, but it's not, you know, it's not, I wouldn't say it's a comedy by any means.
Yeah. And I think Disney has their like little buckets that they have. They have their classic animated stories that they have, you know, that they're known for. And then they have like these, not awkward, but they have the side movies that no one would ever be like, oh, that was Disney? Wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about it. Even though on the cover it says Disney. Remember the Titans, you know, like it even has Disney on the cover of it. But you just never think Disney. Like, I don't think people really correlate Parent Trap with Disney.
Right.
I think people are like, oh, I love Parent Trap. It's like, you know, it's a Disney movie. They're like, oh, no, I didn't know that. So,
well, that's kind of what I associate National Treasure with, too, because that was made by Disney and it doesn't feel like a Disney movie, you know?
Yeah.
You remember the different Disney logos? You'd have the traditional, you know, magical one with the castle and everything. And then on like more serious movies like National Treasure or Remember the Titans, you'd have that dark, you know, that dark logo, just the Disney logo appear. It's like golden, you know, logo of just Disney itself.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a, I don't know, it's kind of an interesting change of, you know, what you're going into.
Yeah.
But Narnia is another one too that I don't when I think of Narnia movies, I don't think Disney, you know.
Yeah.
Even though it's got that magical element to it, I just don't think Disney when I think of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they definitely have their moments where they're all like, "Wait, this is a Disney movie?" It's like you have to remind yourself. It's like, "Oh yeah, that is a Disney movie." So
this is a good movie. Wait, it's Disney?
Wait, it's Disney? Oh, I hate it. No, just kidding.
It's terrible.
That's despicable. No, you saying National Treasure really, I mean, because even like isn't Pirates of the Caribbean Disney?
Yes.
Oh
it
my
is.
Gosh. That was just, I mean, obviously at Disneyland and Disney World, they have the shows and stuff like that, or they have their rides.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. That's interesting because I never assume. I mean, you never just think Pirates of the Caribbean. Oh, that's Disney. You just think it's Pirates of the Caribbean. So,
right.
Unless you're on the ride at Disney World, then you're like, oh, yeah, this is a Disney movie. But that is fascinating. Speaking of National Treasure, Have you, just kind of a side little rabbit hole, have you watched the new series on Disney Plus?
No, I haven't. I've heard there's like references to the movies in it. I don't know if that's true or not, but I don't know. When I think National Treasure, I think Nicolas Cage, you know. Yeah. I think of him, I think of Riley, and who's the...
And the other...
the love interest.
Wow! I think we're really seeing what Blake likes. I'm just kidding. All the new Disney series has just a bunch of certain... Jen, no, just kidding.
yeah.
It's but, Abigail.
I think, Abigail, isn't it? Yeah.
Is that right? I mean, yeah, that's right.
It has been a while since I've seen it, but yeah.
No, I agree. I think my roommate was watching it, and of course my life was busy when he was, and so I would like walk by every time he was watching it. And I think there were some characters, like I think the police officer, like the head detective or whatever was in it. Because I just walked by and I was like, oh, hey, he's from the movies. And they were like, okay. And I was like, oh, I thought that was interesting. Anyway. So, I mean, I might watch it eventually, but yeah, I kind of agree with you. It's like the National Treasures, Nicolas Cage, and you know, all that.
I think they're still trying to make a third one, but it's been delayed a few times. I don't even know if it's actually going to happen or not.
Yeah.
Cause I remember them saying they were going to make another one, but
Well, Nicolas Cage doesn't get any younger, and he's doing vampire movies now. So
I've been seeing trailers for that. Is there a movie that he won't say yes to is what I want to know.
Yeah. National Treasure 3. No, I'm just kidding.
That would be the one thing he probably should say yes to.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that his other projects are going to work out for him as well.
I don't know about this Reinhardt movie or I don't know. Or well, anyway, so, man, we're down a lot of rabbit holes for this one, but I guess it's justified. So we're talking about live action kind of versus animation. And to kind of just start off, we're talking about animation, the animation side of stuff. So the classic Disney animation. I mean, we're going to talk about some newer stuff as well. But, you know, you have Snow White, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty. You know, those are the classics. I think Snow White is actually, like, labeled as a classic. And then, of course, moving on from that, you have The Lion King and Dumbo and... you know, the next generation of movies. But what's your opinion of like the classics like Snow White and Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty?
I mean, I think those are timeless, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, growing up, I've watched a lot of those movies over and over again. And while, you know, some of them like Snow White, I can't really see myself sitting down to watch Snow White. At the same time, I mean, it's a classic for a reason. I mean, it's cemented in, you know, American pop culture movies for a reason. And, you know, the animation and what they were able to do with that film during that time. Because I think, didn't it come out in like the 30s or 40s? Yeah, 1937.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have to imagine when it came out during that time. I mean, this was like pre-World War II. Mm-hmm. That had to have been quite a leap for animation for them to do that.
Yeah.
Especially compared to what they're able to do now. But yeah, I mean, I loved watching, you know, Fox and the Hound was one of my favorite classic Disney movies, Pinocchio, you know, Aristocats and things like that. I mean, some of these films, even if it's weird, because even if I haven't watched them in, you know, many, many years, I still remember them, which kind of tells you how well they were received and, you know, the kind of effects they had on kids growing up. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's just something about, you know, those classic Disney movies, which I think everyone, you know, anyone our age, they grew up watching them. And, you know, it's one of those things where when our generation of people have kids, that's that's what they're going to watch, is because they're just going to want to be like, oh, we're going to watch, you know, show our kids Lion King, you know, the classic one, or we're going to let them watch The Little Mermaid, or let her watch The Little Mermaid or whatever. You know, mm-hmm. they want to share those childhood experiences that they had with their kids as well. So they're still passing those movies down, you know, and so that kind of tells you another thing is just how, like you said, how much of an impact the movies had on our generation particularly.
Yeah, and not even just the fun side of it or the animation side of it, but the stories they tell, you know, the important life lessons you can learn in some of these films. Because one of the things that's nice too, I'm sure, for parents being able to have their kids watch these movies is you don't have to worry about anything, you know, coming on screen that you don't want your kids to see, or you can just have them sit down and watch these movies unattended, and it's totally fine. Yeah. You know, I miss those kinds of movies. I mean, they still make them, but it feels like they were more prevalent during that time.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think that's why those films in particular are important to pass on to the next generation.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's true. I mean, except for Bambi, you don't want, you know, to be encouraging, you know, shooting deer and stuff like that.
Well, sometimes if you got to feed your family, Bambi's got to go.
Sometimes, you know, those moments were just sad, you know, they break your heart, you know? I mean, it's just so sad.
Yeah.
But I guess Bambi's considered a classic as well, probably. But I mean, you have Lion King. I mean, geez, Louise, like Lion King is just, I mean, Lion King's Lion King. I mean, it's progressed into this, I mean, popular thing that, I mean, just exploded. And even watching the first one today, it's still as good as when you watched it when you were, you know, 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, and the music, the songs that they made mm-hmm. for those films, I mean, are just so, you know, perfect, I think. And just listen to them today, they were made decades and decades ago with some of these films, and they still, I mean, you could still listen to them and enjoy them. And I think the music is as key to the story and as key to what draws people into those types of movies as the story itself.
Yeah, I think that the music, you know, maybe the music is half the reason that they're so iconic, that they're so memorialized in movie history. I mean, because when you add music to a song or music to a movie, there's just something about it that just increases the, I don't know. There's just something that increases the story, increases the feelings that you're feeling. And I mean, Circle of Life. I mean, that's anyone, if you say, oh yeah, Circle of Life, Lion King, I mean, anyone, and you can do this with any Disney movie. You can just name a song, you know, You'll Never Have a Friend Like Me, Aladdin, you know, Part of Your World, Little Mermaid. And so I think not only has the stories in the movies itself really, you know, integrated themselves, but I think the music really elevated that as well.
Yes. And it also annoyed some parents too, I'm sure, over the years.
Oh yeah.
Being played on repeat over and over and over again.
The kid keeps singing, the song. I can't, or, you know, you're humming it in your kitchen, you know, cutting a cucumber or something.
Yeah.
It's fascinating what Disney has done with their animated movies. I mean, even like The Jungle Book and, you know, Alice in Wonderland, you know, making live actions of Alice in Wonderland, which we'll get to later. But Mary Poppins, even. I mean, Mary Poppins is like one of the non-animated movies that we're going to bring up in the animated section. But I mean, it does have animated aspects to it, if that counts. Yeah.
And but, I mean, characters.
Yeah. But Mary Poppins is just a classic. It's so good. It's just incredible. I mean, we've already mentioned Aladdin. I mean, Aladdin was a big one as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it truly is incredible what they did. I mean, you mentioned Tarzan as well, which I totally forgot there was a Disney movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that was another one I'd seen like in the last year or so, just because I hadn't seen it since I was a kid. And I mean, it was really good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. You know, it obviously the music was, you know, pretty prominent in it, but Tarzan is a surprisingly dark movie for a Disney animated film. Like,
I know, right?
It's pretty dark. Yeah. But it's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I enjoy Tarzan.
I know my wife's all-time favorite Disney movie is Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, Beauty and the Beast.
Yes. Tales yes, she knows. Time. She knows all the lines, she knows all the songs, she knows everything.
I mean, Beauty and the Beast is another one of those. I mean, and that's the thing, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, Lion King, those generation of movies, they had sequels to them.
Mm-hmm.
I got the Beauty and the Beast 2, Beauty and the Beast the Holiday Special, Beauty and the Beast. It's just like Beauty and the Beast, it's cold outside, you know. It's just like, okay, well, that's exciting. I mean, Aladdin had one, and then I think they had a second one that was like Return of Jafar, and then a third one. So not only, I mean, of course, we all know that, you know, this the sequels to a show don't live up to the hype of the classic first one. But
I mean, I'm trying to think, is there any of these films that had a sequel that did as well as the original? I can't think of any, honestly.
No,
not of like the classics.
Maybe there is one I'm just not thinking of. To be completely honest with you, I think the only one that even came close to being as good as the first one, unless my brain, you know, if someone wants to correct me on this in the comments or whatever, you do it, but it'll put some incentive for people to communicate. but I think the only movie that even came close to being as good as the second one or the first one was the second Lion King.
Okay. I don't think I've seen the second one. I think I've only seen the original.
Oh, really?
They did have the Dalmatian movies. Those did pretty well.
Yeah, but I don't think the second one. I mean, I don't think I ever watched the second one. They did make a live action of that one too.
Yes.
I mean, that was a long time ago, but did they make a new live action one for that?
They made Cruella. So it was Cruella de Vil's origin story, played by what was it? Emma Stone.
Emma Stone, yeah.
Yeah, which I think they're working on a sequel to that.
A sequel to the prequel of the original.
Mm-hmm.
Geez, they're getting all Star Wars-y on us.
I was about to say they've decided to be as confusing as Star Wars with that.
Yeah. Some newer ones such as Big Hero 6, Moana. I think is Inside Out one of them.
I think that's Pixar.
Is that Pixar? Okay.
Yeah.
Was that Coco movie? Was that one?
That was also Pixar.
Where was the one? Oh, that was also. Where was the one where the people had powers?
And people had powers.
Like the women had powers and something like that. And what was that one called? Not Enchanted. That was. What is that? What's the one that I'm thinking of? It came out like recently, and maybe it was no, was it Moana? I can't remember what it was. Anyway, I mean,
was it? Are you thinking of Encanto?
Oh, yeah, one.
That
is
one.
That one Disney.
Yeah, that's Disney.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty.
I will be completely honest. I probably haven't watched a new Disney movie in the last. I mean, Inside Out, maybe. which I think that one came out in college, so 5 to 7 years, maybe. I don't know. That's probably a lie. I probably have watched one of the newer ones, but I haven't seen Moana. I haven't seen any of the popular ones that have been out recently. I mean, Frozen. I guess I watched Frozen 2. When did that one come out?
I want to say that came out 2018.
Oh, see? 2018. You know, which 2019. Feels like, okay. Feels like forever ago because, you know, of COVID and everything. But
yeah.
Yeah, it really does. So, you know, there's something about the classics that just speak to us. And I mean, maybe it's just nostalgia because we're growing up with them and everything. And, you know, maybe we aren't the best people to judge this next topic of conversation because we're so connected to those classics. But, you know, what is your opinion of these live action remakes that are going on?
So the thing is, I've seen several of these live action remakes. I saw The Lion King. I saw Mulan. I've seen the Alice in Wonderland live action movie.
So they have like three of those.
Yeah. And
they have like a whole series.
I think Alice in Wonderland was the first live action remake, if I'm not mistaken.
Really? Like the first one?
So. Yeah. It's one of the first ones. And I saw Aladdin. And really, you know, for the most part, I haven't liked the live action remakes. Like, I've enjoyed it from a technological advancement standpoint, seeing how they're able to make things look. I mean, the lions in The Lion King looked amazing. The environment looked amazing. The problem is, what made the movie itself amazing was the animation. It was being able to capture all kinds of different emotions in these animals that you wouldn't see in real life. I mean, I would say the main reason, one of the main reasons at least, that they did these movies the way they did it originally was because you can't capture that same magic if you're trying to do actual tigers or, you know, things like that. Yeah. So they have, I mean, there's things to like about them, but I'd say the best example of what I'm talking about is Mulan. You know, the original 93? I can't remember when it came out. 1990 Mulan movie was so good. I mean, you had Mufasa. Yeah. Is that right? Mufasa? Is
no,
that
the... that's off of Lion King.
It's Lion King. Okay, I got mixed up with Lion King.
It's, what's the dragon's name?
Oh, what's Eddie Murphy's character?
Rafiki. No, that's sorry, Rafiki. That's Lion King too.
Mushu. That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. So Mushu's not in the live action movie.
Yeah. Why the heck not?
They took all the music out of it.
Was the cricket even in? I mean, I've seen it, but I can't remember if he was. I don't think he was.
I don't think so. They tried to do a different kind of... Was there like a dragon or something that was in it that was supposed to be like a substitute for a previous character? I don't know, but...
I don't know either.
It tried to be a more serious movie, but it takes all the magic out of it. So it just feels like... It's just hollow to me.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's kind of my issue with it. I think I've seen most of it at least. I did think the Beauty and the Beast remake was pretty decent.
Yeah.
And I thought Aladdin was okay, but I don't know. I don't think everything needs to be remade into a live action.
Yeah.
Because I mean, one of those movies we talked about or that is coming out recently is Moana.
Yeah.
And that movie came out like 7 years ago. So they're not even waiting a whole generation to come up to remake these. Yeah. So I don't understand, you know, and I'd have to check specifics on the earnings for these films, but I don't believe these films, aside from like Lion King or Beauty and the Beast, I think they've not done super well compared to their original releases. So,
I mean, obviously they're doing something if they're continuing with it.
Right.
I mean, they must be generating some form of, they must be at least making a profit from it, which at the end of the day, does Disney even make need to make a profit off of anything? I mean, if one of these movies does fail, such as Mulan or whatever, like, do they just go, oh, well, we did it. And then just move on to the next one. Like, I mean, it really just, that's what it comes down to. I mean, they just own so much. I mean, I don't know. It's just interesting, interesting that aspect to me.
Yeah. And I mean, I get that Mulan is a bit of an asterisk just because that movie was supposed to come out in 2020. And then the pandemic happened, so they delayed it. And I think they eventually just released it on Disney Plus, but you had to pay a certain amount of money to see it on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it says here budget was $200 million for the film. They ended up making $70 million box office. Oof. So maybe they made a little bit more on streaming, but I mean, that movie was not, I would say, a roaring success for them.
Yeah.
But I think Lion King did very well.
Lion King, Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Those were, I think, though, I mean, speaking of asterisks, like those two particularly are very asterisked because they're live action, but yet they're not. Because if they were really live action, they'd have real lions and tigers and bears. You know, like they're still animated. And obviously, you can't really live action this. I mean, that's just ridiculous. But like, what really, I think, brought people to the theaters to watch that was to see how they were going to live action, and I'm using air quotes. I mean, I remember going to see the live, I'm pretty sure the only live action Disney movies that I've seen in theaters was Lion King.
Okay. I mean, that was a big moment when that came out.
And I think that came out before The Jungle Book, right?
And was I think so.
Was Jon Favreau involved in both of those or just Jungle Book?
I think he was also involved in Jungle Book.
Oh, so he was involved in Lion King and Jungle Book or just Jungle
Book? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, both. He was definitely involved in Lion King.
Okay.
I don't think I've seen the live action version. I've seen just the original one from the 30s or 40s.
You mean the Jungle Book?
Yeah, Jungle Book. Yeah.
You know, maybe I'm smoking something, but I swear there's a live action Jungle Book.
Yeah, there is. It's came out in 2016.
Yeah, it came out in 2016. Yeah.
And it made a little, just under $1 billion. So it did quite well.
I mean, the Jungle Book is just so, it's another one of those just good ones that I think people just really wanted to see, and maybe they thought, oh yeah, Jon Favreau was the director of both of those.
Okay.
But I mean, coming from, wait, was Jungle Book first?
It looks like it. It says 2016.
Oh, and maybe, and that's why. Maybe because everyone watched Jungle Book first, and they were like, oh, okay, this is okay. And then Lion King was just a bigger name, and so everyone went to go see.
Which I can understand doing a live action Jungle Book just because there are human characters in that film. So I can see that more than I can see Lion King.
Yeah. I guess there was another live action Jungle Book in 1994. Doesn't look very good.
I thought there was a live action one called Mowgli that came out recently.
Oh yeah.
On Netflix or something.
I don't know if it was recently, but I definitely know what you're talking about. Yeah, because I don't know, they like to take the story that we already know and then change the name to the lead character and make it more about them than what it already was.
Mm-hmm.
It's like sometimes you don't need more because you just, that mystery makes it gone then. You know? So, yeah, I mean, it's, the live actions, I know you probably know my opinion already, even though I haven't really said it, but you know, I remember watching Beauty and the Beast. I remember watching Lion King, Jungle Book. I did watch Mulan after it was the premium release. I didn't spend money to watch it.
Didn't spend $20 to see it.
Didn't spend the $20. No, I did watch. I did give in and watch Aladdin. If that tells you anything, that tells you how past far done I was with the live actions of Disney. Was Aladdin, and I was like, oh gosh, another one. Oh geez, Louise. I'll watch it eventually, and then I think my roommate made me watch it. But I mean. Dumbo, they did a live action of Dumbo. I haven't seen that. They did a live action of Lady and the Tramp, which, I mean, whenever I tell people, hey, they did a live action of Lady and the Tramp, they go, what? I mean, they don't even know about it. So maybe it was just one of those that if you really liked Lady and the Tramp, you saw it. If you didn't really like Lady and the Tramp, you're like, didn't even know it existed. So, and then...
Yeah, they just came out with a live action Pinocchio.
Yes.
Which I guess there's two different Pinocchio movies coming out. There's one that came out mm-hmm. with Tom Hanks, and I think there's another one that's coming out too.
There was one that came out that was more artistic. I think it's like a claymation stop motion. I think. I just remember the director that does it. I will say his name, but I know I'm gonna butcher it. But yeah, it's more of like a visually artistic movie rather than Disney, like story driven. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? You know what I'm trying to get at?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I didn't see Pinocchio, and, I mean, I've never seen any of the Maleficent. Oh my god,
Maleficent
movies.
Same idea, but
yeah, same idea. Yeah. I mean, Cinderella. They made the. I mean, how many live action of Cinderella are there? I mean, it's. I don't even know if it's really Disney anymore. But yeah, you already mentioned some of the new ones coming out. You mentioned Moana. And I bet people are excited for that because I think The Rock is going to be the guy again.
Yeah, he's playing Maui.
Yeah,
that he played in the original. Which I mean, I do really like the original Moana. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah,
the music was good. I like the story. But yeah, it's just it's a relatively recent movie that is still pretty popular with. You know, the people that went to see it. So I don't see why there has to be a live action version of it. I mean, I guess it would be kind of interesting to see The Rock play his character in live action. I think he could do pretty well with that, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to say it's automatically going to be bad, mm-hmm. you know, cause just won't know until it comes out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of an exhausting thing. It's like, what's the next one they're going to remake, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Of course, Little Mermaid is coming out. I'm pretty sure either the end of this month or the end or the beginning of next month. That will probably be good.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that one. I mean, the original Little Mermaid, I mean, and that's a musical, and that, you know, is a stage production. I literally just got done watching The Little Mermaid. I watched it recently on stage, and it was okay. I mean, the stage was small, but usually, you know, you have them going around on rollerblades or whatever to signify that they're swimming. But, I mean... we'll see what happens. I mean, it's kind of like Beauty and the Beast. It's like a classic that, you know, is a stage production, and we see it all the time because, you know, we see it all the time in live action because it's a stage show.
That's true.
And so yeah. It's like, oh, cool, but now we're just going to see it on the big screen. So, which half mm-hmm. of it probably won't actually be live action because it's animated.
Yeah. So. Which, I don't know, here's an interesting thought. Do you think it's more worth doing kind of what they did with Wicked and some of these other, you know, shows that they did on stage. Do you think it's more worth doing some of these like that as opposed to just making a live action movie?
You think you're just recording a stage version?
Yeah. Because, I mean, those seem to do pretty well with audiences.
Yeah, I mean,
some of them.
A very particular form of audience. I mean, I think it takes a very different caliber of person to actually not only purchase, but watch a recorded stage version of a show.
That's true.
I mean, you gotta be in the right mindset, and you gotta be that level of whatever level you want to say you have to be at. I mean, I don't know specifically, but I 100% believe that if they've made this Little Mermaid movie, if they were to just film a professional Broadway live production of it, that more people would just go watch what they've created.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the stage version could be better.
True.
I just think that people, like I said, I think you have to be a certain caliber of person, which sounds horrible, but you have to be a certain...
You have to be sophisticated.
You have to be a sophisticated person. No, you have to be
part of this upper class.
You just have to have the right mindset.
Right.
To watch it and to actually enjoy it.
Yeah, because you have to like stage. I know for me, yeah, that's a good point. Because I know for me, I'm not really one to just sit down and watch a stage performance.
Yeah.
Unless if I'm actually going to it, like not watching the pre-recorded version of it, but if I'm actually going to it, I might be more interested. But like, and this is going to be controversial to some, I've still not watched Hamilton. Oh, I've never watched it.
Me neither.
Oh wow, I'm surprised.
New episode coming soon. No, not coming soon, but I will be doing an episode on Hamilton at some point in time.
Oh, okay.
So
just teased the audience there with upcoming content.
So. I mean, upcoming, upcoming in the sense of like upcoming, but I have no idea when.
Coming to you in 2026.
Coming to you in a time that you'll know when you see it.
Or hear it, or see it, or hear it, whatever.
But yeah, it is definitely one of those things where I think people do not want to watch a recorded stage version. I mean, it's just, anyway, yeah, I think people would just go watch the movie that they made, such as Little Mermaid, with what they had. So, that's fair. Yeah. Some other movies coming up in live action. I think Blake mentioned it. Hunchback, which is, I mean, we didn't mention that in the animated, but that is another pristine, amazing show. Great show. I love it so much. And some more coming up, I guess Hercules, which is a great movie, animated movie, Bambi, live action Bambi. What are you going to do? yikes.
All right.
Yeah. And then I guess they're making Jungle Book 2, which I don't know about. So, but you mentioned it. So
it's supposedly in development. We'll see.
With John Favreau as the.
I would assume so. Considering how much they made, I would assume they'd want to keep him for that. So, but because there was an actual Jungle Book 2 sequel, right? It came out in like 2002 or something, like 60, 70 years after the original.
Gosh, yeah. I guess and some other ones is Snow White, a live action version of Snow White, and a live action version of Peter Pan, which I am actually would kind of actually probably go watch, to be honest with you, unless they did other things that I don't want to see. Anyway, but yeah, I'd actually probably go watch Peter Pan. So, yeah. Yeah. Any other live action that you mentioned that I missed or something?
So apparently they're doing, I need to see if it's live action or surely they're not going to do a reanimated version of it, but Lilo and Stitch is another one.
Oh yeah. That would be interesting live action. I don't know how that would go, but I would be very interested to see what it would be like. I mean, just imagine the aliens in that. Like the
because see, I could kind of like Jungle Book. I could kind of see it working because you've got mostly human. Well, you got kind of a healthy mix of like human characters mm-hmm. and aliens in it. So if you do like the CG and stuff like that, I could kind of see it working if they do it right.
They don't have to do it right because.
That's a beloved movie though. You would not want to screw that up.
Yeah, Lilo and Stitch. I mean, just the animated versions of them are so perfect that I don't know how they could remaster that into a live action.
Did you ever watch the Lilo and Stitch TV show?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think it was on long, but it was, I mean, they did like at least two movies and then they did a TV series, which I don't remember much of, but I remember liking it.
Yeah. I don't remember there being, I mean, I remember there being a TV show, but I don't remember ever watching it or anything. So, well, yeah. Some other movies coming down the pipeline, I guess. Toy Story 5, we've, you know, heard about that coming down, which is interesting. Frozen 3. Then you mentioned one that I didn't even hear about, but I guess there's another Lion King, but through the eyes of Mufasa.
Yeah, it's just called, I think, I don't know if it's like the official title or the working title, but it's just called Mufasa, the Lion King.
Huh.
And it's supposed to come out next year, I believe.
Dang, next year.
So, yeah, it's, I guess it's supposed to be an origin story of Mufasa.
Yeah, more origin stories, so, baby.
Not a Simba's Pride remake, but like a prequel, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, how he was treated when he grew up to make him cause the scar and everything, and yeah. Well, you know, didn't Mufasa cause the scar on Scar or something like that?
Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, maybe not. I don't know.
I'm not an expert.
You're not an expert on Lion King trivia? Shame on you, sir. Shame
even you. Even basic Lion King trivia, I'm not an expert. Oh, my gosh.
I know. I thought I saw that somewhere, but now that I'm saying it, I think I don't think that's true. But yeah, Mufasa origin story. I guess. I don't know. I mean, yeah. That's interesting.
Which I guess they probably get a different actor because I think James Earl Jones is retired from acting. Yeah. So, I mean, if they're going origin story, they're probably going to need a younger voice actor anyway.
Yeah. James Earl Jones, but his voice just like sped up. So yeah. It's higher pitch.
Which they have actually used his voice in like some Star Wars stuff, even though he's not actually done it. Like they took his voice and made it say the lines they want him to say. So it sounds like he's saying it, but he never actually went to the studio to record those lines.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll do something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think he did release his rights to his voice, but that's for Star Wars. I know. I don't know if that's for Disney to use. That might just be like maybe it's a clause at the bottom for just Star Wars related stuff.
Yeah, but Disney will find a way around it.
Oh, Disney finds a way.
They will find a way.
Oh, man. Well, we can expect to be seeing live action remakes of these movies that we're talking about in the next 5 to 10 years. So, you know, maybe we'll get a Frozen live action. You know, maybe we'll get a Toy Story live action.
Probably.
That'd be interesting.
If you're a betting man, I'd say your odds are pretty good of making something if you just bet on they'll make a live action version of this if they haven't already.
You know, I'm just sitting here thinking about this, you know, wrapping up this conversation, and you know what I would enjoy? If they really did live action, you know, make live action remakes of this movie, but make it purposely the worst movie they've ever made. Like, I'm thinking of like a Frozen movie where Elsa is using her spells, but it's just like paper stuff coming out of her hands and stuff like that. It's like a elementary school production of it. Oh, I would laugh my butt off. That'd be so much fun. But that's what they should do.
Oh yeah,
I bet they could make so much money off of that.
I don't know. I don't know that they would, but
it's like no comment.
It'd certainly be a lot to talk about. That's for sure.
That is true. Well, any last thoughts on this topic before we do our closing?
Well, there's been debate on if Disney's even making like as good movies as they used to, or if they're just kind of running out of steam on some of these projects because of remakes and sequels. And I still think they make some good films. I just think it takes longer for them to come out. I don't think we necessarily will get a grand slam every single year. But I still think that all in all, no matter if you're into the more current films or you're just more into the classics, I think there's something out there for everyone. And I still think, especially if, you know, you're not super into having Disney Plus, or you'd rather have the original copies, just to have the physical copies on hand, I think that's good too. Just to, you know, kind of always have something there for your kids to see, and just occasionally rewatch as a grown adult, maybe revisit something you haven't seen since you were a child. And, yeah, you know, I think there's always some good to come out of these films that I think each person can grab a hold of for themselves. So yeah, I think Disney will always have a special place in people's hearts to some extent or another. And I think that's a good thing. I think like any franchise, find the ones that you really like and hold on to those.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree with that statement. I mean, I think recently Disney has made some good movies, just kind of standalone movies and stuff. Because I mean, new people come in and they have a vision and they have a good idea and they actually write a good story and everything. And so, you know, if that happens, applaud them and congratulate them. Cause that's what entertainment's all about. You're not going to like everything, and you know, you might only like half the stuff, but just like you said, you know, take what you like and hold on to it. So yeah, man, like you said, Disney will always have a place in our hearts and in our wallets. But I feel like they own everything now.
And our nightmares.
You know, they own everything now, Star Wars, Marvel. And if you are a fan of Disney, you know, you probably do have Disney Plus, you know, not to plug it or anything. I'm not sponsored by them. I wish I was. That'd be awesome. But if you do not have Disney Plus, get it now. No, just kidding. But if you don't, you know, and you are a Disney fan, all the Disney stuff is on there. So, but thanks for being on the show, Blake. Really appreciate you taking your time to do this.
Yeah, I always appreciate the chance to come on and talk about all the different things.
Yes. And thank you for listening, you listeners out there. Shows come out every 2 weeks on Thursday. Follow me on your favorite podcast app and or go to YouTube. Like and subscribe if you are there. Thanks for listening. Stay safe out there. And remember, you don't care.